Welcome to Dating Log, the podcast that records the ups and downs of dating in your 30s and beyond. This is episode 17, The Apps Are Poison. Wessel is based in the Netherlands, and it's fair to say he has a love-hate relationship with the dating apps. This conversation was super open and honest, touching on many of the frustrations of modern dating and the process of looking for the one while balancing the rest of life's demands. He's the kind of guy who's not afraid to invite you to his home for a first date, whether it's for a coffee or just to hang out and work. Sound nerve-wracking? I'll let Wessel do the talking.
Well, my name is Wessel. I am 30 years old. I am living in Amsterdam. I'm from another town in the Netherlands called Leiden. I am straight sexual. I use currently two apps, which are Hinge and Bumble. But yesterday I downloaded a third app, which is called Breeze, which a friend recommended to me.
Mm-hmm. And what made you decide to download Breeze?
Well, I was getting tired of having matches and nobody really talking. Yeah, this happens for some reason. You get matches, and then I think 90% of people don't really talk back. And usually, I'm not really into the chatting a lot, because I just wanna, if I like someone's profile, I'd just rather meet them in real life and see if there's a click. The sooner, the better. But usually, women are a bit reluctant in that. They want to chat a bit and feel safe, and then they can meet. So, but apparently, Breeze, I don't know if you've heard about it. Yeah, so it's the app where you don't chat and you go right away to a date. But I downloaded it yesterday and didn't use it yet. So I don't know.
How does it usually go when you match with someone? What happens? Because on these apps, Bumble and Tinder, the chat is the first thing that opens up. It is the first point of connection after saying yes.
Yeah. So in Bumble, the ladies have to talk first, so you can't do anything until the girl says something. And then a lot of matches go by without them saying anything. And if they say something, then often, I feel just that there's a small percentage of people who are actually saying something and are have the intention to have a conversation. But the rest just just fades away, and the conversation dies after one or two messages. Maybe people are busy. I don't know. Now it sounds kind of sad. Everyone is ignoring me. So maybe it's me. Maybe other people don't recognize this at all. But I feel this. I've also asked some friends. I think they have similar experiences. But
what makes you say maybe it's me?
Well, maybe other people are much better at asking really interesting questions or something that makes the other party wanting to interact more.
Mm-hmm. What's your opening line?
I don't have a standard one. Usually it's just, hey. Usually it's just, hey, or I say something about their photos, like, hey, you have a cute smile or something.
That's sweet.
Pretty basic. No funny things.
And it's working for you. How much percentage of the time then?
Yeah, not enough. So I'm getting a bit annoyed by matches. Yeah, it feels like almost like people just want to have the apps to get validations from the matches.
Yeah.
But then don't really talk after. But no, I do get dates out of it. So with some percentage, it goes well. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on the apps.
Let me swing back to our opening question, which we kind of segued around. How is dating going for you?
I was dating I was in a situationship, whatever that means.
Tell me more.
With a Turkish girl for like 3 months, and we were pretty close, texting every day and meeting also, well, at least twice a week. But yeah, I just recently broke it off last week, I think, because I was not sure I was going somewhere. I wasn't in love, or that says anything. I think that's it. And now I'm back on the dating apps again.
For a week.
Yeah, for a week or a few days or something. Yeah. So I was right away, straight away into the dating apps again.
Did you have any dates?
Yeah, today I had a date, which was super random. because we spoke, I think, for 10 minutes. And then I said, I should be working, but I can't find the motivation. I always need someone around me to find motivation, want to work. And I think then she even said right away, like, okay, want to work together. And then I, like, at a coffee place or something, and then I said, okay, but would it be weird if you just came to my place? So then she was like, no, that's okay. So within half an hour, she was ringing the doorbell, and then we didn't work. Okay, now it sounds like we did other things.
Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
we just had a coffee, and we talked for like an hour, 1.5 hours, and then I had to go. But it was very spontaneous. Usually, I was very surprised that she would even come to my place. It's usually girls are very reluctant, is that the word? Yeah, they are a bit more, they want to feel a bit more secure before they come to a guy's place, because, I don't know, they're afraid to bump into meet weird people that are dangerous or something.
Yeah.
So they usually want to meet outside. But yeah, she just right away went to my place. I was also thinking, like, okay, what kind of girl is this? Does she expect us to jump in bed or something? Or no, she was just very nice and spontaneous. And we had a nice conversation. And then we left at after like a bit more than an hour. I had to go. And
is this the first time you've invited someone over directly from the dating app?
No, because I've done it before, but I think one time before that a girl actually came, and I'm not the kind of guy usually that jumps into bed with someone right away. I need to get to know someone a little bit to feel comfortable. So my intention is never to have sex right away. But this is kind of the expectation, I think, that women have of men. That we always, everywhere, at any time, we just want sex. That's the kind of the stereotype. But yeah, it's difficult to explain that over the chat, of course. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'm chatting with a girl and I'm watching a movie and I'm bored, and I just started chatting with them the past days, and I'm like, yeah, just come over and watch a movie with me, like from my side, with no intention to have sex right away or something, but just to hang out, to meet each other. But that's always a step too far.
What do you mean, one step too far?
Well, for them to, they don't feel comfortable meeting at someone's house, because then they think my intention is to have sex, that's all I want, or they're afraid that I'm some kind of rapist, I think, which I can understand. So it's better to it's fine to do it at a coffee place. Or
has anyone explicitly expressed these fears to you when you say, come over to my house and hang out?
Yeah. so then we, of course, we would joke like, oh, but how do I know if you're some serial killer? Or, no way I'm coming to your house on the first date. What would I say to my mom or something?
So when did you turn 30, for the record?
December. So 4 months ago.
How are you feeling about going into your 30s? You started off this conversation saying, yeah, the apps are, if I understood right, you didn't say it directly, but it's tiring. 90% of people aren't talking. And then the few that are, they want to chat a bit longer, or when they do want to meet, you know, they want to go out and meet you on a date. And yeah, you just got yourself into a situationship most recently, which ended also recently. How are you feeling about dating again now that it's spring and you're in your 30s? And yeah, what's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was harder than I thought breaking up with the girl, because breaking up, it wasn't really a thing. We were pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So we chatted every day, and we're both pretty emotional people, whatever that means. So I don't know. We were feeling pretty close. So then when we broke it off, yeah, it felt kind of like a buddy or something, a part of my life was gone, even though it was so short. So it felt a little bit lonely after. So I think that made me also a little bit more, desperate is kind of a dirty word. Made me also be very active on the dating apps. Maybe wanting to fill the gap. I think that's the way to put it.
You mentioned not being in love. as a reason that you broke up and not seeing it going anywhere. What is it that you're looking for and hoping to find with dating?
Love. I'm looking for love.
Define that for me. How? What does that mean to you?
I want to, when I look at someone, I want to be melting. Maybe that's a Dutch saying. I want to adore someone, you know? When I see them, like, oh, so cute. Yeah, I don't know. I just want to right away feel like, oh, this is a person that I want to see for a long time, you know? And not have any doubts about that. Because that, yeah, I don't know, that happens a lot. You can meet a lot of nice girls. I've had several situationships the last... I'm saying situationship, but I don't actually know. I should look up the definition. Just that some people said this and it sounded kind of right. But I dated some girls for a longer period of time where everything was really amazing. Sex was really good. We had so much fun together. I felt so close to them. But then still there was something missing. The grass was greener, or I don't know. I just wasn't in love, which made me want to, yeah, put an end to things.
Mm-hmm.
Not things. Maybe that sounds like I'm going to kill myself? No, which made me want to put an end to the relationship. And that is, I think, the most difficult part about dating now in this time.
Mm-hmm.
That there are so many people that you match with on several fields, who you feel great with and where you have so much fun and good sex, but those people I could have a nice life with even, but still there is something missing, or something. I still feel there is someone better, or I don't know, the love is kind of missing.
What gives you that feeling that there's someone better when you're having like a really great vibe or match with someone?
Yeah, I think I just compare it to my ex-girlfriend also, which is the worst. Yeah, her I really adored. Yeah, so every new girl I'm kind of comparing to that feeling. I haven't reached that level of adoring the girl, and to me that's being in love. Yeah, I haven't reached that level again, unfortunately.
Why do you think you haven't found that person?
I don't know. I just haven't met her yet. I think I will. She's out there. If anyone's listening. Yeah, I think I still believe that she is out there. But I just don't want to settle for less. I feel like maybe if we would have lived in like 15 years ago in a town and that was your world, and then I would have matched with one of those girls that I just talked about that I had a good time with, maybe that would have been my wife then, and that would have been fine. I don't know, also living in a big city and with the swipe of your finger, there is 1,000 other beautiful women available. Maybe that's also making things more difficult. I don't know.
You did mention the grass is always greener.
Yeah, yeah.
When you match with someone and you're dating them, are you still swiping and looking for others?
Usually no, because it also makes me... Like having one person gives me also more, I know swiping for other people is also making it more difficult. You're kind of torturing yourself then. So if I am with a girl, I usually really want to invest and see if if it's leading somewhere. And then the apps are poison. The apps are poison in general, but then even more. So no, usually I don't swipe. Well, yeah, no, I would say no.
I want to talk more about you saying the apps are poison. I have seen on my podcast feed and in some articles, I think I saw the term date burnout. And I talked to Harry last year, end of last year. We also talked about app fatigue. So can you tell me more about, what you mean with the apps of poison and why you think this?
Well, to me personally, I don't know if this is the thing for everyone. I think certain, and that is more about also the app itself being addictive. So, for example, Instagram, I deleted from my phone because the reels are very addictive. You know, the reels, right? That you can, sometimes I would find myself like watching those stupid videos for an hour and it being so difficult to stop and just an hour of your life gone. Like sedated, and I feel this So that's why I delete those kind of apps. And I download them once in a while to every once in a while to take a look if I have messages or something. But this kind of, since the last days, it kind of feels the same for the dating apps. So the swiping and the seeing if you have matches, looking if you have matches, that is so addictive that it also makes me wanna delete them every now and then, or put some rules to myself, like at least don't look at the apps during work hours or something, which is so difficult. It's like heroin. It's crazy. But maybe it's just me. I haven't really tested this idea with friends, but I guess this is what they designed the apps for, also to be as addictive as possible.
Interesting. Is not the point of dating apps to get people dating and off the apps?
Yeah, of course. That's what they say. Yeah. But maybe you were saying dating fatigue.
Yes.
Or dating app fatigue.
Yeah.
Well, I think everyone goes through the cycle of not liking the apps.
Yeah.
Usually, I feel that nobody likes the apps, but they are very convenient for meeting people more easily. So we kind of need them, but we don't like them. So I feel like everyone goes through this cycle of using them, getting annoyed, and then deleting them again.
Yeah.
And then for a while to download them again, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm back again. I feel like everyone goes through the cycle, don't you think? Have you been on dating apps?
I have been on dating apps. I was on dating apps on and off for years. Yeah, getting into a relationship or a situationship and then getting out of it and going back on the apps and trying different apps and new apps. And yeah, I agree. Someone last season also said, you know, download them all, delete them all, download them all, delete them all. You're just going through this cycle of downloading and deleting. Yeah, because I think, yeah, their intention, like you just said, is to get people connected in dating and off the apps. But in reality, people are constantly sucked in, and yeah, the endless swipes, man.
I guess if you find a relationship, then you're done. Then you don't need them anymore, I guess. And I think nowadays, majority of people find their relationships through these apps.
I want to talk about some dates that you've been on. What do you find the most enjoyable about dating?
I think the chance that you might meet someone fun, that you might meet someone nice. That is nice about dating, because the dating itself is fine. I've always had fun dates. I'm also kind of an easy talker, so I'm never really afraid of silences or something. But yeah, if you usually know in the first seconds or minutes if there is a match or not, in general. So often when you don't think there's going to be a match, then you still have to fill in the, you still have to be there for the duration of the date, which sounds mean now. Usually it's fine. Usually it's still fun to meet someone and to hear about their life and meet new people. But yeah, I think the idea that you might meet someone really nice, that is the most exciting part. Like to see, you have this idea of someone based on their profile in your head. Oh, this person is going to be like this, or oh, she's so attractive or so nice. That wondering or something, that's kind of nice.
Can you tell me about a really great date that someone else planned and took you on?
Like a first date?
Yeah, or a second date, you know, a really great date. How about you just tell me about the best date you've been on?
Well, I guess the best dates, of course, was when I was in love with the girl and that we went to the beach or whatever, and we were like starting to do like kissing or that kind of stuff, and like really, like you feel like you're 16, you know?
Yes, I know.
So it's really dependent on the person. So then, that was great. But in terms of crazy activities, I recently went on a date to check out a tree.
What?
So this girl was a biologist. I said that I was really into trees. Okay, this sounds really random now. So, but I also recently listened to a podcast. There's this podcast about Amsterdam things. So every episode is about something else happening in the city.
Cool.
One episode was where they invited the city green guy, however that's called. He manages the team and he tends all the million trees in the city. And he was saying like, yeah, what's my favorite tree? It's this one. And then I was telling that girl this. And then we had our first date there to check out the tree with a coffee.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, I get it. But it was still getting a coffee. But we, yeah, we were look at it. Was it a match in the end? But
that's a bummer. Okay, on the opposite side of what are you liking the most about dating? What do you find the most frustrating?
I guess having dates where you don't, I guess the yeah, how do you say, disappointment or something of having dates and not finding a match, finding a nice person. Mm. That sometimes that can make you a little bit sad or looking for the English word. Like you're thinking, I'm never going to find someone. You know, sometimes that's the feeling that comes up if you have a date where you didn't think it was a match. What a waste of time. I'm never going to find someone.
And then a downward spiral into, I'm going to be alone forever.
Yeah, I just take 9 cats.
Have you ever been on any really bad dates?
No, not really, I think.
Oh.
Sorry. I think where one girl was one time, she was a bit offended. I was a bit rude, I think.
Tell me more.
Because I don't know, we had been on a date and I was just tired and I was thinking about, I was having this internal dialogue like, oh, maybe we should end it at some point and let's go our separate ways. We were having a fine conversation, by the way, but I don't know, it was just 2 hours or something. I was just done. And but I was sort of thinking this in my own world. And then right at that moment when I was thinking that, the waitress came to the table and I kind of blurted out. I said, okay, can we have the check? You know, without without me introducing the idea to the other, to the girl, like, oh, maybe we should pay and go. To her, it was, I was already thinking about it, but kind of in my own world. And then for her, it was super out of nowhere, like, I want to check or something. So then she told me about it. And then she was very outspoken about it, which is very good. So she said, yeah, this is weird. What the hell? So she was a bit annoyed, offended. And then I was like, oh, shit, sorry. This was super rude. I'm sorry. Don't be mad. And she was like, fine, it's fine. And then I walked her out. And yeah, and then I felt bad. So I tried to talk. We walked to our bikes. And I was like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, sorry. This was really rude. I'm going to make it up to you, blah, blah, blah. And she was, no, it's fine. It's fine. And then we were like, okay.
Was it fine?
No, so it was not fine. So then I was like, okay. So then I said, want a kiss? And then she said, okay. And then we kiss, which was super nice, actually, the kissing. And then we dated for a few months.
What?
Yeah, it's hilarious, actually, now that I think of it. Yeah, it was super random because she was angry and offended. And it's fine, it's fine. And then I said, okay, want a kiss? I don't even know why I said that. That's kind of weird now, but I don't know. I thought I also felt there was a vibe underneath or something.
You saved it.
Yeah, I saved it. And then it was super nice kiss.
So a date gone kind of bad, but saved at the end. And yeah, you dated for a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
So throughout this conversation, I've picked up on a little bit of sense of, I don't want to say melancholy, but it feels like dating for you has been kind of like, oh, this sort of, if I'm going to put music to it, I could probably come up with some music to it with the guitar here.
Maybe it's also because I just broke up with that girl a week ago. And this week I've been really frustrated about the dating apps that my attitude at this specific moment is a bit negative or melancholic.
Do you foresee a change in that?
I hope so. Yes, I think so.
And what are you going to do to change that?
I don't know, just maybe stay off the apps a bit and maybe just see what comes to me, see if I meet some fun people in real life that appeal to me. Some like King's Day is coming up, meeting a lot of new people, having fun.
Yeah. So are you open to meeting people in real life?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's always the better one than the dating apps.
Why spend time on the dating apps if you think it's better to meet people in real life anyways?
Yeah, because it's so much easier.
Is it?
Yeah, because you really have to go. Yeah, you have to go to places where there are other young people. Just go out, bars, whatever. I think, yeah, people do that frequently, but you also have the apps where you can, in 10 minutes, swipe 100 people and have an opportunity to meet them. So it's super easy.
All right. When is your next date?
I don't have one. I don't have a next date planned. So I guess not yet. So I don't know. I'll just keep trying the dating apps and maybe I'll just delete them altogether and take some time for myself. Yeah. Or just, focus on see if something comes to me in real life.
Do you have any advice or words of wisdom you'd like to leave other listeners with?
Just go to have coffee. That's it's more time efficient than going to dinner. I don't know who would do that. Dinner is very heavy, I would say. But yeah, I don't know.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment and they have to eat. And I don't know. I really like to, also during a working day, you just take a break. You have a walk with someone in the park and you have a coffee, and that's enough time to assess if you like someone enough for a second date. So that would be my advice, which sounds very business-like. Do you have advice for me?
Well, if you listen to the podcast, do I have advice personally for you though? No, I think I do think it's good to take time after a breakup to be by yourself and not just get back on the horse. Like I do agree getting back on the horse is like healthy and important, especially if a person or a relationship is, you know, or a family is something you really want, right? If you have these bigger goals. That being said, I think it's also important to reflect and think like, okay, well, this didn't work. Why did it not work for me? And not about the other person. It's not about what the other person did or didn't do. It's about, why did this not work for me? What did I need that I was not getting? What would I have liked to have that I did not have? And then kind of, yeah, go from there. Like, all right, now I know a bit more what I'm looking for. But I will also say that oftentimes what we think we're looking for is not necessarily what we're looking for.
Dating Log is recorded and hosted by me, Wyndham Juno. It is produced by Harry Dart. Our artwork is in collaboration with Esme Hemming Studio. Season 2 is in full swing, so if you'd like to be on the show or know someone who could do with a Dating Log intervention, then send us a message. You can DM us on Instagram at Dating Log Podcast or email us at datinglogpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is datinglogpodcast.com. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're feeling really generous, leave us a review. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a fresh episode. In the meantime, please don't ghost us.